Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Any ideas on who this week's mystery player is?
It's Sam Bradford.
Now let's check in with Ben Lieber for another episode of Skol Science.
All right, for this segment of Skol Science, we have Trey Waynes here, stud cornerback from Michigan State, inappropriately called, your nickname is Speed, right?
Yeah.
That is your nickname. And this whole segment is about speed and footwork and agility and how that's important for football players.
Speed can be defined as how fast a person or object moves. The formula for speed is distance divided by time.
Why speed? I know it's pretty obvious, but why speed?
That's just what a couple of my buddies gave me the nickname when we were training for the combine last year. I don't know why they did it. They just called me that name, and it just stuck. So
this is not something that you had all the way through Michigan State or even in high school?
No. It was funny because, like, just the guys I was training with, you know, one called me it that day, and it just stuck. Like, that's what they called me. It's like, that's my name in the group chat, so.
Really?
Yeah.
At the NFL Combine, Trey Waynes ran a 4.31 second 40-yard dash.
4.31. Mm-hmm. 4.31 is blazing fast. Did you know that you ran a fast time when you ran 4.31?
I knew I ran a fast time because, I mean, it felt good, but and when I was done with it, I was like, man, I could have done things to, you know, improve it, but I got a text from my agent, actually, and I can't really repeat the words, but that's how I knew I did, you know, a pretty good job.
Right.
Trey can run 100,200 feet per hour. Once you convert this, you find that Trey runs about 19 miles per hour. The cheetah is the world's fastest land animal. They can run 70 miles per hour, which is as fast as cars drive on the highway. Trey Waynes is incredibly fast. But a cheetah triples his speed. Based on Wayne's speed, it would take him 55 days to run around the globe. It would take Trey Waynes 524 days to run to the moon, running at 19 miles an hour.
So let's take this opportunity. You ran a blazing fast 4.31.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, if you wouldn't mind showing us, not full speed. I wanted to get you full speed here. But maybe talk about some of the mechanics as we get into the 40-yard dash and some of the things that you're thinking about. So here we got the cone set up. We're on the 40-yard line. We're going towards the end zone. So this is a true 40-yard distance. So if you wouldn't mind, take us through as you approach up to the line, as you're mentally preparing to take off from the 40-yard dash, what's going through your mind to prepare just from the stance start of it?
You get your hands placed at the combine. They have certain markings, so you place your hands off like based off these markings and stuff. And then most importantly, just relax. Because if you're really tense, you know you're not gonna be able to run your fastest. You got to be relaxed and like.
Do you do anything with your breath?
I just try to stay calm and like slow my breath down. You know, to help get relaxed. But as you get down, you place your hands. You got to make sure you have a really good forward lean, not too much to where you fall over and like you're swaying.
Yep.
But it has to be a good forward lean, so when you get out, you know, it helps you, you know, with your drive step. So you get down, you get a good lean, you come up, then I tend to take another breath just to relax myself, and then bring your arm up, hold it. So then when you decide to go, you push forward, and you don't really want to take short steps, you want to get out as far as you can. And
so then, you're really trying to
you're bursting out.
You're really trying to explode with a long step.
Exactly, and then
you gain as much ground on that first step.
Yeah,
and
your arm that's up is going to shoot forward to help
you
with the
momentum.
Drive
that off arm up.
Exactly, and then as you're going, we were taught to stay low, keep your head down as long as possible.
For kids, they see professional athletes as guys that are perfect, right?
Mm.
You know, they have made it to the highest level of that profession, and they almost think that they don't make mistakes or that there's things that they can't work on. I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth,
oh,
right?
Yeah, by far, especially. I mean, you know, Coach Dennis, he'll let you know when you make a mistake. So it's not something you can just, you know, blow by and let go like it never happened, because you'd definitely be reminded about
it. So always working, man. Mm-hmm. No matter how old you are, always working, right?
That's right.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster.
Welcome back to another edition of KidCaster. Paul Allen, Vikings play-by-play guy with, what's your name?
Kale.
Kale, how are you doing?
Good, how about you?
Good, good. Thank you very much. Very kind. Where are you from?
North of Iowa.
North of Iowa. So you're a Vikings fan, right?
Heck yeah.
Now, is everybody in that area Vikings fans, or do like people like other teams, or what?
It's split up.
Between?
Vikings and Packers.
Vikings and who?
Packers.
That is a bad word, and you're way too young to be saying that word. Boo! I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No boos on KidCaster. Here's the deal. We're going to show you a play from the Vikings-New York Giants game. Oh, just another one of 11 victories for the Vikings in 2015. Division champions up in the house. And you're going to hear my call, and then you're going to think about it a little bit. And then we're going to show you the same play via KidCaster, and you're going to make the call. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Everybody, Kale. Here's my call. Go.
Eli on third and short. Looks the way at Randall. Fires. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. It's Harrison Smith. 15-10. Touchdown!
Harrison Smith, maybe the best safety in the NFL. Intercepts Eli Manning. There he goes. Touchdown. Are you ready? Okay. Kale, well, you're all pumped up right now, weaving back and forth. Remind me like Everson Griffin before he gets ready to sack Aaron Rodgers. Okay. 3, 2.
Manning in the shotgun. Manning throws it up. Intercepted. Behind the 35-yard line. Harrison Smith, he is off to the races, folks. Touchdown, Vikings.
Fantastic. How about Kale? That was absolutely fantastic. Now, look here. You go back home, you tell those snot-nosed kids who like the Green Bay Packers, purple is a better color than green. Deal?
Deal.
KidCast.
School Science on Vikings Huddle is presented by FreeM, official science partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings Explores on Vikings Huddle is brought to you by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.